About 1 in 8 women will get diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime, and for many, breast reconstruction surgery is an important part of recovery. But a change in medical insurance reimbursements could make it harder for some patients to get a specific type of reconstructive surgery in the future. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Diane Hager was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer in 2018. After months of intense chemo, a mastectomy, and radiation, the Chester County resident was looking forward to reconstruction surgery.
In your mind, you're thinking, okay, well, I might not have my normal, natural, you know, breasts that I was born with, but I'll have new ones, life's going to go on, and everything will be okay.
But Hager's journey turned into a nightmare. Breast implants didn't take. Reconstruction with muscle from her own body didn't work either. Hager's now down to her last option, and it's called deep inferior epigastric perforators flap surgery. Deep, for short. It uses blood vessels, fat, and skin from the lower belly to rebuild the breast. Hager fears what will happen if she can't get the surgery because of the new insurance rules.
I feel disfigured at this point. I feel disfigured, and I might have to live this way, and I don't know how I'll keep the positive mental state with that.
Research shows that deep flap surgery can be a permanent procedure, as opposed to implants, which last for about 10 to 15 years before they need to be replaced or modified. But these procedures must be done by highly trained microsurgeons, and they cost more, up to $50,000. Insurance plans have been covering most of these costs, but a change in medical billing codes will let insurers slash the reimbursement amounts they pay to plastic surgeons who perform these surgeries. Plastic surgeon Dr. Elizabeth Potter says providers like her will have to make a choice: charge their patients for whatever insurance doesn't cover, or take a pay cut. Or they may stop doing the procedures altogether.
I mean, I'm seeing in my own city surgeons who are very talented microsurgeons who have bills to pay and families to support, saying that this just doesn't make financial sense for them. And that is so tragic, right? We're losing access for patients. We're also losing that talent.
Potter is based in Austin, Texas, and specializes in microsurgery and breast reconstruction. She's leading national efforts to reverse the coding changes for deep procedures.
We need for surgeons to perform these surgeries in communities. So restoring the S-codes will help the surgeons that can do that now continue.
Advocates say it also creates an equity issue. Jean Sachs is the CEO of Living Beyond Breast Cancer, a national resource organization based in Philadelphia.
It's certainly making a really good option not accessible to everybody.
Experts say plastic surgeons and patients at academic medical institutions are less likely to be affected because they can already negotiate higher reimbursement rates with insurance payers. But Sachs says surgeons in private practices or at smaller centers may get priced out. So will their patients, some more than others.
People in more rural communities, lower income women, women who just can't travel for a second opinion or to find someone.
About 270 health providers, medical organizations, and institutions around the country have signed on to a letter to the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid urging a reversal in the coding change. The code change will be phased in through 2024. Some commercial insurers have already announced reimbursement cuts for deep flap surgery. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.